Hello there, Stephen Baker speaking. Thanks again for listening to Seek the Truth. I was in a school this morning and I was talking to them about Easter. I think they were a little bit surprised when I said to them that did they realise that Easter was the same time of the year as the Jews celebrated Passover. So I was going to talk to them about Passover before I talked to them about Easter. It's quite an interesting thing to think about because so many people think that there is a complete disconnect between Judaism and Christianity. Now, they're not the same, but one leads into the other. Abraham was promised by God that through him a mighty nation would be born. And he was told in Genesis 12 that through that nation, and through him, the nations of the world would be blessed. The New Testament goes on really to explain that, to say that it was Abraham's seed, in a singular sense, that God was going to use one who came from the line of Abraham to bless the nations of the world. Christians believe that one is Jesus Christ. Now, he was a Jew. He was born in Bethlehem. He lived in Israel. He was only outside its borders on a very, very, very limited basis. Jesus Christ came from Nazareth. That's where he lived. He'd been in Bethlehem, then gone to Egypt with Mary and Joseph when his life was under threat, then came back to Nazareth. And that's where he lived the bulk of his life. That's why he's known as Jesus of Nazareth. At the age of 12, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. As all Jewish boys would most likely have done, he went up with his father, or as people presumed to be his father, Joseph. And they went up because there were three times in the year when Jewish boys, Jewish families, and menfolk in particular were expected to go to Jerusalem to celebrate great Jewish festivals. The first of those was Passover. The other six took place over a seventh-month period, and they were grouped into two main groupings, three individual groupings really, but it was a very, very exciting time of the year for a Jewish boy to go to Jerusalem. When Jesus went to Jerusalem on the final week of his life, it was also Passover. So what we call Easter is round about Passover. You see, the thing is this. Passover was a picture of Easter. Why, the Jews, when they were down in Egypt and had become quite a big nation, and they were being oppressed, and there was a form of ethnic cleansing taking place, as Pharaoh decided to kill every boy child that was born so that the nation would eventually die out. God then delivered his people. The night before they were delivered, he told them they were to sacrifice a lamb. Now, that lamb had been taken 3 days earlier and observed to see it was perfect, spotless, no defects, nothing wrong with it. Observed from the 10th to the 14th day. And on the 14th day, it was sacrificed. They would cook the lamb, they would eat it, they would put the blood and paint it on the doorposts. And God's angel of death came over the land of Egypt. It passed over, which is where the name comes from, and everyone who had no sacrifice, no one had died in their place, then the oldest child in that house would die. God's intention was not that the oldest child died, but that they learned the principle of sacrifice, that they learned there must be someone who is perfect and spotless and clean and pure would die in our place. For we have all sinned. Jews have sinned. Gentiles have sinned. Every nation under the world, we're all the same. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Bible teaches in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Christ, our Passover, he died for us. And God sent his son, Jesus, to this world, a Jew, living his life mostly in Nazareth, dying upon the cross outside Jerusalem, and he was the lamb, the Bible teaches, without blemish, and without spot. We die because of sin, but Christ died for our sins. He was buried and he rose again the third day. The scriptures teach that. And unto them which believe, he is precious, he's valuable. And he's the one through whom we can preach forgiveness. For Christ died to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. A person can approach God now because Jesus, the Lamb of God, suffered and died at Passover for our sins. He paid the price in full. And if we confess we need his gift and we need forgiveness, not to a priest but to God direct, The Bible says God is willing and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I trust that whether you're a Jew and you're celebrating Passover, whether you're a Christian and you're remembering Christ died, that you might today come into the knowledge of your sins forgiven, to have peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you once again for listening.